With Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. Republican U.S. House candidate Greg Gianforte picked up the endorsements of three of Montana's largest newspapers over the weekend. Corn Kate Scarney reports.
The Missoulian, the Helena Independent Record, and the Billings Gazette all endorsed Gianforte over Democrat Rob Quist in the race to fill the state's open seat in Congress. The endorsements published in the Sunday edition of the newspapers announced the support of Gianforte, but with some reservations. Rob Saldine is a political science professor at the University of Montana.
What we saw in these endorsements from the editorial boards was as much a lack of confidence in Quist's ability to do the job as it was an endorsement of Gianforte.
The newspaper editorial boards expressed doubt in Quist's knowledge of policy and his ability to be more than a Democratic placeholder in Congress.
Of course, a lack of political experience is there on the Gianforte side as well. The editorial boards just saw Quist as an especially weak candidate. That was especially evident in the Billings Gazette endorsement of Gianforte.
The Billings Gazette wrote that it had, quote, serious concerns about many of Gianforte's positions on important topics, unquote, but that, quote, we don't have a clue where Quist stands on most issues, and his criticism of Gianforte seems to be either confused or completely without merit, unquote. The paper's editorial board also wrote that it had a hard time knowing what to believe from both candidates. Saldine says these newspaper endorsements don't matter for most voters, but can help push undecided voters in a close election.
They can nudge people who are perhaps leaning in one direction or another. And I think there's also evidence to suggest that endorsements that are a surprise matter more than ones that would be totally expected. And so in this sense, the Missoulian's endorsement of Gianforte, I think, is a little bit of a surprise. And so that one could have maybe a little bit more impact than, say, the Billings Gazette, which has more of a conservative reputation.
Supporters of Rob Quist blasted the papers on social media after the endorsements were announced, criticizing the editorial boards for supporting a candidate they also expressed so much concern about. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.